the saying, it's better to be prepared for an opportunity than to have an opportunity and not be prepared, is quite true. And when it comes to disaster, preparedness is not an option, it is a must. Disasters strike anytime and most times without warning. We are now in the hurricane season, and so it's even more critical that we begin ramping up our preparedness measures. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica, MetService, has reported that the 2015 hurricane season will see less than normal activity, with predictions of a 70% likelihood of 11 tropical storms. Of that number, 3 to 6 could become hurricanes, with up to 2 becoming major hurricanes, not exceeding Category 4. However, head of the weather branch at the Met Service, Evan Thompson, warns that these projections should not lull citizens into a false sense of security. In the absence of hurricanes, systems such as tropical storms have the capacity to produce widespread flooding and therefore should never be underestimated.
Glance again at the last two hurricane seasons, seasons of inactivity. As we note that in 2013, where no major hurricane developed, Mexico was hard hit by 3 tropical storms that resulted in the cumulative loss of 50 lives. In 2014, though Jamaica was spared any threat, the small island of Bermuda was hit by 2 hurricanes in the space of 1 week. Preparedness, therefore, regardless of the numbers, is a must.
Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott is also urging residents to be prepared for any impending disaster.
Disaster preparedness should be everybody's business. I want to call upon our citizens to play your part, and it is simple. Listen to the bulletin, follow instructions, and stop putting the garbage in the gullies and drains.
June is Disaster Preparedness Month, and the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, will be broadening the scope to focus on more hazards that threaten life and sustainable development.
We have long moved on from the focus on fires, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, and we'll move way beyond that. There are so many other hazards that face the disaster risk reduction practitioner in this day and age, that we have to broaden our horizons. We have to look at those because they are real and the impact can be severe.
Director General of ODPEM, Major Clive Davis. Disaster Preparedness Month is being observed under the theme Connect to Protect, Advancing Emergency Telecommunications, Strengthening Community Mobilization. As such, ODPEM will be using technology to strengthen the country's disaster preparedness and response mechanism. This through the use of the newly developed geospatial damage assessment tool, GeoDat. GeoDat is a mobile application developed in Jamaica in collaboration with the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, which seeks to help in disaster management and damage reporting. The app will enable residents to use their smartphones to record post-disaster data such as photos, which they can then send to ODPEM. As part of efforts to enhance the country's resilience to respond to disasters, the government is working to strengthen the communication network of emergency agencies. The telecommunications sector is an essential part of disaster preparedness, as it facilitates communication between the various emergency response agencies. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Hilary Alexander, says the government has taken steps to shore up the communication sector to assist in disaster mitigation. The country now has over 100% telephone density, which equates to 100% access to voice telephone communication. Ms. Alexander says this creates numerous opportunities for the development of applications for various uses by the information and communication technology, ICT sector.
Government as a whole, we undertake to prioritize the enabling communication resources for disaster mitigation. Ensure that any obstacles to the provision of those communication resources that are required for security and disaster mitigation and relief operations will be addressed.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Hilary Alexander. Be sure to monitor weather reports and follow any instructions issued by the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management to ensure that you, your family, and your property stay safe this hurricane season and beyond.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.